flavors, man. Today's a little flavor session. It's a spring bling. It's a opening to spring. You see me? I'm feeling springy. I'm feeling springy. But before I get too springish, and don't know, say, you know what I mean? I gotta make sure I catch myself. I gotta make sure I catch myself and make sure that we continue to pay these bills, because we gotta keep the lights on. We gotta keep the lights on right here on CKUT 90.3. FM.
Why can't we live as one? Oh yes, but we all understand.
I am Brother Clifford Dalphy for the annual funding drive. I am donating $50. I am challenging all the business, the promoter, and the producer, and all those who bring their flyers to CKUT to promote their event to match my offer of $50. Sowing the seed of grassroots change for CKUT 90.3 FM. I give you thanks.
Le palier d'alerte de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de famille sont interdits et les déplacements vers d'autres régions doivent être évités. De plus, en zone rouge, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez Québec.
Wrong one. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? We keep it moving.
Time to play. CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio, supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call, 514-907-9424, and give what you can.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is Angela Davis. You're listening to CKUT
90.3. We pledge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal here on CKUT.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
This is Michael Franti here from Spearhead and listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Do not be alarmed by the sirens in your background. It's just the sound of the emergency that is being broadcasted live musically.
Yo, check this out. This is Flavor Flav, and you listening to C. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to K. Yo, check 1-2. This is Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. And you listening to CKUT, and the place to be, and about the T.O.P.
How do you feel today? My question to you. Do you get the money? And thank God you're yawning. Hey, bad boy. Hey, bad man. How do you feel today? Do you get up every day and feel okay?
CKUT 90.3 FM. Family, how are you guys doing today? Welcome to another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover. Right here. On the nation's favorite station, CKUT 90.3 FM. Yo, man, shout out the entire family. Shout out the entire staff, man. I miss you guys. As you can see, if you're watching my show on vibetribe.ca. On Yes, in the new club on Twitch. You can see see that I'm coming to you from my house. You know what I'm saying? This is my own little private Idaho. This is my own little private house party. Aguan, is it? But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta shout out my entire family, man. I love you guys. I miss you guys, man. You know what I mean? Thank you guys. Thank you guys for holding us down. And as you heard in those commercials, where our funding drive is started. Yes, man, our funding drive is underway. So please, man, you know what I mean? If you have it in your heart, man, please do give to the station. Please do, you know what I mean? Check out ckut.ca. Every little bit counts, man. You guys are the ones that keep our lights on. And as I've been saying over the last couple of months, man, now is the time for me to really, really, you know what I mean, shout from the rooftop, son. You know what I mean? Say, look, my people, if you guys want community radio to survive, especially through these trying times and these questionable times, then we need your spirit. We need your help. You know what I mean? I'm out here doing my part, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to just, you know, keep up with the vibrations and bring a vibe to the tribe and bring a vibe to the nation. That's why I'm calling this the Universal Break. Now, Lunchtime Takeover is within that brand. But, you know, we're just trying to, like, make sure that people have a little meds to work throughout their day, because I don't know, so you know what I mean? Things can be a little trying for people right now, you see? So, you know, I know that not everybody has it, and, you know, if you don't, please, please feel no way, man. Just your investment of time and energy and the fact that you tune in, yo, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. Like, when I say guys, I mean everybody. I'm not trying to make this a gender-specific thing. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate everybody for the love that they put in to this station and the show and everybody's shows. We have an amazing roster of DJs, an amazing roster of curators, presenters, that come to you every day. The station is on 24 hours a day. We are a FM radio station in the city of Montreal. And now we're able to, like, spread this vibration across the nation, across the world. You feel me? So, you know, like, we can actually extend our reach, you know. So to anybody that's listening to me from wherever you are, you know what I'm saying, like, anybody could give to this cause. As I said, we are a community station in the city of Montreal. We have been in operation for over 30 years, and we are the reason that urban culture is alive in the city and stays alive in the city. You know, you heard me playing certain things earlier, and you're like, can this play on radio? Well, look, if we don't have CKUT, then we won't have freedom. We won't have the freedom to select and play as we choose. You know what I'm saying? We try to take it easy in the daytime and not bring certain kind of things and topics. So a couple things slipped past me today. But at the same time, you know what I mean, this station exemplifies freedom of speech. It is alternative radio. So we are asking everybody who tunes into my show and says that they love the vibe, that they've been listening to me Tuesday in and Tuesday out. I appreciate you guys. If you have it in your hearts and if you have the ability to, please head on over to ckut.ca and find out how you can be a game changer. You know what I'm saying? How your investment can be game changing in, you know, the trajectory of community radio. And CKUT is pretty much the standard of community radio in the city of Montreal. So I'm honored to be able to, like, hold this position, run this show, do my thing and all my, you see me? But to do that, we definitely need the community, right? So whether it's the investment of time, your spirit, your energy, your positivity, or if you have the ability to be able to share some of your funds with us during this week, we truly appreciate it. Sin, yo, I got something brand new from Turner. Let me play some music. Yeah, let me play some music. A little Trinidad thing. Watch this. Brand new. That's your boy preaching the buildings. Some of you live in there from the city of Montreal. We talk to all the bad boy them right now.
Hey, bad man, how do you feel today? Do you get up every day and feel okay? Do you live life there properly? Tell me why and how. Hey, bad boy, how do you feel today?
when you're there with a family.
Shout out my North Carolina family checking in right now. Bad ass to the bone.
Watch over your shoulder, jumping up. I know some boy they get slappy, slappy. And they cut glass with a half name, choppy. Oh, Lord, you know how that go. Like a people, them want to hunt ya. Your life is not on top. You know you could drop zero. Hey, bad man, how do you feel today? Do you get up every day and feel okay? Do you live life there properly? That me wanna know why. Hey, bad boy, how do you feel today? When you take me a family from another damn family. That me wanna know. Do your dreams and them look real happy? Or you look like some boy named Freddy? Just a trick up your head, play with your ready. Cause the day that you shut ring off Freddy. Cause I know you don't feel okay. Yeah, you might smile but you're not okay. Everybody know that your head might stray. And that not alright. Hey, bad man, how do you feel today? Do you get up every day and feel okay? Do you live life there properly? That me wanna know who I'm. Hey, bad boy, how do you feel today? When you're there with a family from another family. That me wanna. Hey, bad man, how do you feel today? Do you get up every day and feel okay? Do you live life there properly? That me wanna know who I'm. Hey, bad boy, how do you feel today? When you're there with a family from another family. That me wanna. Do you walk out the road, play happy, happy? Now watch over your shoulders, dappy, dappy. Now you know some boy, they get slappy, slappy. Yeah. And they cut last with a half knee choppy. Well, Lord, you know how that go. The people, them want to hunt ya. If your life is not on top, then you know you could drop zero. Hey, boy, how do you feel today?
New music from Turner. I wanted to be able to put that up there. For Uno right there, I wanted to be able to put that up there for Uno right there. I'm be able to, you know what I mean, introduce. You don't know how we do it, man. We introduce you guys to new music all the time. You see me? And I also, you know, I also got to let you know what's happening in the city when it's happening. My family online are watching me do some live editing right here. Yo, just remember, man, today and every Tuesday, we got the one and only, yes, Bangers and Mash, my first online production coming your way today. So we have the one and only DJ I Wonder coming up at 2 p.m. No Shadow Jab in South Africa. Right after him, the Good Morning Mix is joining us today from Paris, France. Yes, at 4 p.m. Funky Child in Hawaii. My brother Badass to the Bones in North Carolina at 6 p.m. Fly Tracks Radio. Right out in the UK, it's coming on at 7. Myself, DJ Conspiracy, Easy LD. You know what I mean? We're going to be holding it down. I got a special guest tonight, man. We got a special guest tonight. Popping up tonight. You see me? So, yo, shout out to the entire family, man. Check us out, right? Today. Starting at 2 p.m. and every Tuesday at vibetribe.ca. It's a little Twitch thing that we have going on, man. So, I appreciate all of you guys, right? Let me get back into the vibration, man. I have some brand new music. Let me see where we going to go. All right, I got some brand new music from the one and only Hey Choppy and Machel Montano. This one is called Good Good. Watch it there.
Only for you, me activate one time when you say come over.
Hey Choppy.
He do the least for you, still you do the most. Say it's been forever, she need it. So call my phone when you need it. You don't show your love or no respect. Baby, I'll be there for you. It's been forever since I've been wet. I gon' need a walk when I leave it. Baby, call my phone, yeah. Darling, I'll be there for you. Whenever you call me, she say we got
brand new
no
from Hey Choppy.
She got a boy
featuring Machel Montano.
She say
this one's called Good Good. Watch it there.
Now fun another weekend. I know your body calling you, drowning in feelings. She want to experience something real with meaning.
Say she man don't treat her right, so they put some ice on her neck, yeah.
Say you don't treat her good, so you know me I take it
she the good good. Say you don't treat her right, so me put some ice on her neck, yeah. Say you don't treat her good, so you know how to get she the good. I'm no chaser, I just want she find me love. Educator, baby, don't pretend to love. You are queen and you're sweet, you could do better. You're enough,
girl,
and I already know. You want to press on to the next step, but in your mind, you don't exit. Baby, start investing in yourself, yeah. I just want what's best for
say
you.
It's been forever, she need me. So call my phone when you need it. You don't show your love, I'm a respect. Baby, I'll be there for you, there for you. It's been forever since I've been wet. I go need a boat when I leave it. Baby, call my phone now. Darling, I'll be there for you, there for you.
What she
whenever
say?
You come.
Say she man don't treat her right. So me put some ice on her neck, yeah.
Say you don't treat her good, so you know me I take it she the good good.
Say you don't treat her right, so me put some ice on her neck, yeah. Say you don't treat her.
Thank you for the love, badass of the boat.
I take it she the good good. She love all me man talk. She love all me, oh yeah. She love all me run wild. She love all me, oh yeah.
Some brand new cuts, man. That was the one and only HRP featuring Macho Montano. Good, good. Yeah. CKUT family, I gotta let you also know about my sister, mine. My sister DJ Hypeness out in New York, right? Representing. Yo, check out Young and Privileged. Well, it's coming up. It's gonna be coming up. YoungandPrivileged.com, right? J Law Fashion on IG. Yo, check out and support the family. You see me? Like, check out and support the family. We're building a community. And right now, as I said, during this time right now, it's amazing, man, that like we get to link this global community through Twitch and through all these online things. And I'm meeting all these amazing people who do all of these amazing things. And, you know, all I mean, definitely. I know all of you, not all of you guys who are listening to me on air or online, right? So I want to make sure that you guys know what's happening around here. So support the sister, support her, check it out. You know what I'm saying? J Law Fashion on Instagram. And soon enough, man, the website is going to, I love the name of that website, man, youngandprivileged.com. Youngandprivileged.com. How you mean? You see? Yo, before me go too far into this something, yeah, man, right? Like, we started speaking about, we touched upon a little, like, I kind of touched upon it a little earlier. And I was like, yo, government's coming for your money. Government's coming for your, you think it's a joke? You think it's a joke? No, man, my queen always looking out for me, man. I'm just going to give y'all the headline right now. And then we see if we jump back into this, right? But here the headline. The CRA is watching you. Auditors are scouring social media for unreported income from influencers. If Canadians could figure out how to get paid to play Call of Duty, the CRA, which is the Canadian Revenue Agency, needs to figure out how to tax that. It starts by saying every time Kylie Jenner, a massively popular American social media influencer and member of the Kardashian family, posts an advertisement for a product on her online accounts, she reportedly earns over $1 million from the brand. Yo, listen. Hey, CRA, if you don't listen to me right now, okay? Now, bother sit down and try, compare. The little youth where make him dollars off of playing Call of Duty or whichever video game or one DJ what might be in Edmonton or Alberta where can go and project himself to the world right now and then make a little money per day to Kylie Jenner, your brethren, to a Kardashian. Yo, boss, hold on. Right now, I need to call on Jarastafari right now and say, yo, Aya, right now, we need some protection. You see me? I need some protection from them bad mind people, because if them want go and look upon some little youth where they in him little apartment, in him little bedroom, with him one Xbox or him one PlayStation, and figure say, well, every time he go upon Twitch, him for, them for tax him like Kylie Jenner. Brethren, somebody go get a drop kick just now. Protect I please, Logic. Watch a new tune. We'll get back into that story.
Alright,
but yo,
Father, I got you among my friends, please. Because we don't know how many
yo.
And the one that will stand right beside you.
Brand new from Logic.
Okay, like them I lead. So me ask God to protect me head in the streets at night. And all of me enemies, yes, Father God.
Right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
So guide me from the bad mind people.
You see me?
Them way I promise even. Take them away, yeah. Away, yeah.
Bad mind, one bag of bad mind is a going in our government, eh? Lock we down, quarantine, we not the boy overtax we. So you go.
Alright then, Father, I got you among my friends, please. Because we don't know all the enemies. And the one that will stand right beside you. And I'm so okay like them I lead. So me ask God to protect me head in the streets at night. And all of me enemies, yes, Father God, please shine them a light. Oh, Father God, me. So guide me from the back. So we dead, so we know them a fight me. Them boy, they no rate me. So we know them a vex me. Them girl wanna date me. Now for them, don't like I. Them want to be down, they don't want to be sky high. But Father God guide I. And now for them, girl love me, talk you smile. Oh, Father God, yeah. Guide me, Father. So guide me from them bad mind people. Once them way up. Take them away, yeah, away, yeah. All right, then. Now them a watch me while me a drive past. Both them want see logic behind bars. Them too bad mind and them too fast. None of them does see me first class. True, them just want see me blood flow. In a the graveyard, them want me go. So me beg Father God some man. No bad man can stop the flow. Oh, Father God, yeah. Guide me from them bad mind people. No. Want them way up with even. No. Take them away, yeah. Away, yeah. Oh, Father, guide me. Guide me, Father. Guide me from them bad mind humans. Ah. Ah, na, 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 na. Take them away.
In this day and age, man, you better know who your friends and who your enemies are. Not true. Not true. The government are going with one bag of things, brethren. One bag of things. Me no understand, right? Me no understand. There must be something in the water, but so you go. You must always be prepared for them when they come, right? You must always be prepared for them when them come. Not true. Yo, talking about preparation, I have, where you there? Yeah. I got a brand new rhythm, man. Brand new rhythm. This is called the Shining Bush Rhythm, man. It just came out yesterday. So I'm going to drop it there, man. I'm going to drop it there. I'm going to cut it there. Watch it now.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa. All I know.
bruising.
On the shining bush, ready and watch it there. Watch now.
Bush, rhythm,
Brand new music from Azaria.
Yeah, I need you.
Let's keep the rhythm moving. Watch now, watch now. Watch out, pull up there, man. Brand new from Farmer Nappy. On the Shining Bush rhythm, this one is called Nobody. While y'all catch up on this record, let me catch up on this article. Alongside some Azaria, some Zan, and some Colonel Roberts. That is the Shining Bush rhythm. I caught up on this article that is pretty darn interesting. You know what I'm saying? You know when I read interesting articles and stuff like that, we can't just read it all dry and stuff like that. No, no, sir. No, 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 sir. right? We got to make sure that we got a little bit of vibe behind us. But, you know, I don't know. I think that this calls, I haven't gone into my rage mode vibe for a second. And I think this calls for that, for a certain instrumental to come out while I read this. You know what I'm saying? CKUT family, you know what time it is when you hear me play stuff like this. Well, it's an interesting day, March 23rd, Tuesday, Spring Ridge, my people. Yeah, we there now, man. Love to the entire family, love to the entire massive. As I said, man, it is 15 degrees in the city of Montreal. Let me see if it gone up. If the weather gone up, maybe it got 16. It's 16 degrees in the city of Montreal on the Celsius. That means winter gone. Yeah. The dopey gone. I love winter, but you know what I mean? Our winters could be deep, man, to anybody who's not familiar with Montreal or Canadian winters. Guys, like I said, CKUT, we're gone around the world now, you know. South Africa in the building, Germany rich. You know what I mean? New York there, North Carolina there, England was there. Yo, trust me, we're going around the world in a family. So we're explaining our, you know what I mean, our community and our way of life to the world. Be it Montreal or Canada as a whole. Is it? The winter out here sometimes can be biting. Can be something that, you know what I mean, you know, I have to really deal with on a regular basis, you see? You know, half hours, you know, yeah. If you're used to tropical climates, man, yeah, trust me, figure out a way that you could get out of here during the winter and be at your best. Be at your best, you know what I mean? You know who's always at their best or who's always trying to be at their best? Don't get it twisted. You know who's always trying to be at their best? The government. And I'm not talking about the best as far as in what is best for you and me. No, I'm talking about what is best for them. You know, I come like after I'll take off my glasses for read this now because my eyes are, I'm like, maybe my eyes are fooling me. You know what I mean? You know, I wear glasses for look, for see far, not for read, but you know, maybe my eyes are fooling me. Maybe I'm getting a little glare off of my glass then, and I'm not seeing what I'm actually seeing in this article. So it says, as I said earlier, the CRA, which is the Canadian Revenue Agency, is watching you. Auditors are scouring social media for unreported income from influencers. They say that every time Kylie Jenner, a massively popular American social media influencer and member of the Kardashian family, posts an advertisement for a product on her online account, she reportedly earns over $1 million from the brand. Canada also has its fair share of social media influencers. Take Evan Fong, a Toronto area video game commentator and streamer, better known as Vanoss Gaming, who reportedly raked in $17 million in 2018. Another influencer right here in Laval raised... Sorry, I took off the beat there. Another influencer in Laval raised over $2 million on Twitch in 2020. His job, playing video games in front of tens of thousands of fans who often pay money to subscribe to his channel and can even donate money to him. Now, these are just two random examples that they say, but they say, yo, the CRA is watching. The CRA is jumping on hundreds of Canada's top social media influencers' pages, parsing their content to spot any obvious signs of wealth or gifts. Then they open up the individual's tax filings and compare what they see online with what the person previously declared as earnings. If somebody's declaring less than $55,000 and they have a Mercedes Benz in their Instagram post, it's clear that there's a question to be answered there. Let's repeat that. If somebody is declaring $5,000 and them have a Mercedes Benz in for them Instagram posts, it's clear there's a question to be answered there. Yo, hear this one now. Yesterday we were talking about authenticity right here on my channel, vibetribe.ca. Every Monday we do Motivation Monday, and these past couple of weeks we've been talking about how brands apply to you as a human being, like how the term branding applies to you as a human being. And yesterday I was talking about authenticity. I was talking about making sure that the person that you are behind the scenes is stronger and more valuable than the person that you present on camera. Make sure that your behind the scenes shenanigans don't end up affecting your on-screen life, because trust me, in the future, the person that you are, that you develop yourself to be behind the scenes, will be more crucial to your existence than the character that you play in any production that they want to put you on. So hear what they're saying. If you decide to not live by your authenticity and you want to pose up on somebody's Mercedes Benz or in somebody's mansion, or you want to pose up on somebody's yacht, and you the pa welly, we say out here we call, you know what I mean, you know, farewell welly, all them something they am, and that we call it, right? You know what I mean? You the pa welly. Yo, trust me, they're coming for you, aya. You don't have to tell everybody your business, but you also don't have to fake the funk. So now, if you're faking too much and you're going with this plastic life, the government might be knocking on your door. Yo, in the hood, we say, yo, boss, stop hot up yourself, Bridgie. You know what I mean? You move like a heat-seeking missile, dog. Can't spot you by any radar. You see me? Yo, dog, like, some days you have to just know, say, you know what I mean? What's for you is what's for you, and what's not for you, enough for you. They say scrutinizing social media is one of the only new methods the CRA is using to tackle tax evasion or avoidance by individuals working in the platform economy. That's what they're calling Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, and all of these other things. A vast and booming sector where internet or mobile applications serve as the main medium for promoting and selling a product or service. Though they applaud the CRA's effort, some experts wonder about the privacy and ethical issues when tax auditors start going through taxpayers' social media. For the CRA, the platform economy is broken down into four categories: the sharing economy, such as Airbnb, Uber, or Lyft; the gig economy, which is DoorDash; peer-to-peer sales, which is eBay or Kijiji; and social media influencers, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram. It's an economy worth tens of billions of dollars, at least in Canada alone. But the novelty of these platforms and the fact that they operate solely online is forcing the CRA to innovate in its auditing and verification techniques. And in some cases, the results of the social media monitoring have been surprising. Gallivan says that there's been a small number of very large discrepancies detected, meaning that their public life shows they obviously have multiple sources of income, but their latest income declaration is zero. These influencers can be anything from people who make a living off product placement on their Instagram account with tens of with thousands of or sometimes millions of followers, entertainers who rake in revenue from ads that play before their YouTube videos, or fans who pay monthly subscriptions to watch them play video games online. We come to a social media platform and we ask ourselves, who are the power users, the power sellers, or any kind of top tier, and then simply consult their tax returns. Dun, dun, dun. They say the social media sites themselves can give a sense of somebody's popularity and revenue. And then within the posts themselves, prize money or assets they've received are right there. So you have the physical evidence that facilitates a conversation with the person about their obligations. In addition to surveying social media accounts for Canada's top influencers, the agency's auditing division created a new distinct unit that focuses exclusively on the platform economy. The unit currently staffs 60 people drawn from CRA's most traditional auditing teams. They do a mixture of preventing non-compliance through something like e-invoicing and then education and then traditional audit. E-invoicing is an automated digital exchange of transaction documents between two parties done directly through their accounting or sales system. Not only is it more often more convenient for organizations, but it also creates a traceable trail of documents for CRA. Auditors, the growth of the platform economy in Canada has been eye-popping in the last decade. According to Stats Canada, revenue just from short-term accommodations in 2018 were 10 times more than 2015, jumping to from 265 million to 2.8 billion in the span of 3 years. An earlier study of the gig economy by the same agency showed that 8.2% of Canadian workers said that they were part of the gig economy in 2016, up from 5.5% roughly a decade earlier. If Canadians could figure out how to get paid to play Call of Duty, the CRA needs to figure out how to tax that. To do so, the agency's new platform economy audit and verification system is conducting a series of exploratory audits. The idea is for the auditor to test and identify the best techniques to spot any undeclared revenues tied to the platform economy. To date, the assistant commissioner says the agency has completed 40 such audits and reassessed roughly $500,000 in total suspected unpaid taxes. There are another 200 audits currently underway. Those 40 audits are really almost learning opportunities for the CRA. We're not operating at scale. We're doing these audits to really understand what's the most efficient way we can get to this. What's the fine line between where we can nudge by telling people we have information versus a full audit? CRA also uses two software tools called Chain Analysis and CipherTrace to help it track cryptocurrency transactions, which can be used as payment on certain digital platforms, as well as detect potential fraud and money laundering. The software tool kind of helps them estimate what is the actual income flow so that we can compare that to their tax returns. But is this all enough to tackle the emerging risk of aggressive tax avoidance or evasion in such a booming market? Right? They go on to say, look, there's not much that the government could do if people are really being shady and trying to keep their things under wraps. But they are concerned about how the Canadian Revenue Agency is sniffing around Canadian social media accounts, which they feel is possibly overly invasive despite the public nature of such postings. It's kind of unusual for the CRA to go spy on taxpayers, which raises interesting policy, ethical, and maybe even legal issues. Do they have the legal authority to investigate you when there is no evidence of individual wrongdoing? It prompts a lot of taxpayer privacy concerns, and these experts are not in agreement with the CRA. Let's go through. Let's skip through because this is a very long article. You see me? Let me skip to the juicy part. Let's skip to the juicy part here. Right? So they're saying that there is a lot of undeclared income derived from this emerging industry, right, due to the fact that it's new. And thus, people don't understand their tax obligations. And because users are generally younger, it can be a slippery slope. You can play a video game just for fun or connection the first time, and you might get $50 or a coupon or something like that. But then next thing you know, you could be making tens of thousands of dollars, and in some cases, even millions of dollars. The CRA thinks the newness that this transition from it being something you're doing for fun to it starting to be a business is where the problem is coming in. When it comes to methods, right, the experts are arguing that the CRA auditors should continue to think outside the box and find creative audit methods to help detect when a taxpayer isn't paying their fair share. They say they have no sympathy for people who have a Mercedes in the driveway and who are reporting $0 on their tax filings. Right? They say, all that being said, the experts are saying that, look, they're focusing on making sure that one on one side, we as creators are protected, but on the other side, that we as creators are audited and monitored while we stream and while we create. So look, my people, we've been talking about this for a minute. We've been talking about how the government want to move and how the government want to pull their politics into your life for a minute. That's why CKUT exists, right? Yo, I want Fireborn Station we have here, you know. But I've also been speaking to my creators and saying, look, man, you'll have to watch yourself while we are creating. Be wise, because now that this thing is being monetized, money is money. So should you have the right to not declare any of your earnings or your income if you are living in a certain tax bracket? Look, boss, if you're making $1 million on Twitch, if you're making six figures on Twitch, please make sure your things are in order. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much, I think, like, I would just call that common sense. You know what I mean? I would call that common sense, my people. If you are making six or seven figures, if you are making high five figures, if you're making a living income on these platforms, yo, Reggie, make sure say, you know what I mean? Make sure say, I take care of your things. Luxury. You know what I mean? Make sure say, I take care of your things all the time. But do I agree that every little creator or every little stream or video game person should fall into that audit or into that purview? No sir. Especially since you guys took our venues. I know we closed down the club, you know. I know we sit down and tell any DJ or any performer or any light man or any promoter or any manager or any club owner that them for close down the something, yeah, you know. Nobody sat back and told any of we, none of we conferred, and nobody conferred with us as artists, as creators. Some people in Canada were lucky enough to be able to, like, you know what I mean, get these CERB checks, get this CRB, get some. But yo, not everybody fell into that bracket, you know, Aya. And them have picnic for feed. And more than anything, what they're trying to do with these articles is put some fear in you. And what me say? What me say? Nobody let anybody dictate your comfort zone, aya. But look, make sure say yo, handle your thing them. Right? Thankfully, yo, like shout out the Vibe Tribe for, you know what I mean, putting me in a certain zone on Twitch and allowing me to, you know what I mean, be able to benefit from their investment, whether it's their time, their love, their energy, and yes, their hard-earned money. So I already understood. Me and my queen already sit down and say, yo, if money are coming like this, Lord of mercy, we're going to have to make sure so we consult with our tax people, them man, all them something there, and make sure so we know wagwan. You see it? So at the end of the day, right? It's not about us trying to live a shadow life or trying to get away with any kind of, you know what I mean, nefarious behavior. DJs have continued to have always monetized their creativity, and those who monetize it professionally understand that they have to do their taxes, understand that their things have to like be under wraps. And trust me, I was one of those artists that was kind of like on the Wesley Snipe road still, you know what I mean? Until McQueen, yo, like, you know what I mean? Drop the hammer, and McQueen say, you know, see what happened to Snipes? Me know why you got jail, you know? Let me clean up with things then. You're artists now, you depend public radar. I was young and stupid. Now as a big man, me can't do certain things no more. So make sure, say, you know, go on young and stupid if you make a certain amount of money upon them something, yeah. No, but I make the government come knock upon your door, because when them knock and them start pre, them a go look further than just the something that you figure that them a look upon right now, you see it? Or that them feel look upon right now. But let us understand where the limit, and let us start a conversation so we understand where these limits, right, begin and end. Where these parameters begin and end. Should little brother who's out here, you know, making even, yo, I don't care, even if little brother's making $500 a month, he's making a G a month, that's $12,000 a year. Why are you out here taxing little bro? He's 16, he's 15. Leave him, make him stock up in money, and then teach him, educate him how to invest his money. Not take him little dollars, right? Show him how to invest those dollars. So then he becomes an entrepreneur in your system, and then he's actually paying taxes. When I look for people, penny them. You know what I mean? Penny, yo, penny pinching, right? Penny chasers, penny them. Me no penny them at all. None at all, Bridget. So my people, love to all of you. Stand strong. Stand on your foundation. And know, say, yo, no matter what, don't let them people treat you for fool or poor, strike any kind of fear in you. Just make sure, say, your things, them, are always upon a level. You see me? And if you're all of my bad boy, them know what I want. So me not fi say nothing. Right? All of my hustle them know what I want. Me not fi say nothing. Keep do your things or you do your things. But make sure say, yo, nobody have to come knock on your door. You see me? Because from them start knock on one, and them find one, and two, and three, them are going to knock on the rest of we. And Lord God, me not know if me not there on them things right now, man. Sorry, sir. All right? I ain't trying to talk to Mr. Babylon for nothing. You see me? I spent my life away from them, and I will continue to spend my life away from them. Yo, Vibes, I love you guys, man. Yo, we've been out here, man, just vibing. I ain't even watching the time, but I'm loving the vibes. I'm loving the flow, man. CKUT, we're about to ride out. If you want to continue this vibration, man, remember, bangers and mash. We're kicking it off in 2 minutes. 2 minutes with the one and only DJ I Wonder. And then we're going over to No Shadow Jam in South Africa, the Good Morning Mix in France, Funky Child in Hawaii, Badass of the Bones in North Carolina, Fly Tracks in the UK, myself back here in Montreal, DJ Conspiracy, Easy LD with El Sazon, some Latin vibes. And we have, you know what I mean, I might have a little special guest on tonight, man. I might have a little special guest on tonight. But I appreciate you guys, man. I love you guys. CKOT family. You know what? You know what? To get on out of here, to get up out of here, man, let me start the vibe. Let me start the vibe. Let me show you what we're going to be doing as of 2 p.m. Sin, family, I love you guys. Watch our tune. I wish I could stay with y'all longer, CKUT, but yeah, I gotta go.
Paid my dime, I hung my coat, and now it's time to move to the forefront, make my round, say peace, and give a pound, have a drink, get down. I'm on the floor. Besides the door, the sound is rich, and I ain't poor. I'm looking for Susie, or Wendy, or Judy, but look at her.
Well, look at her.
Well, look at her.
Who, me?
Yes, you, sweetie. Although it's hard to see thee, I see a silhouette, and what I see has got me needy. I'm needing for a second of your time, but then I reckon that a second is too short. Let me try.
You're slamming!
But anyway, I'd like to say, I'm Drezza, the black sheep giving you play. Step out on the light, come show off yourself. Yo, I'm sorry, I thought you were someone else. I gotta go.
Yeah.